Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. As you can see, my voice is still shot. My voice is still gone by the bayside, gone by the wayside, just gone down the layside. Any of those, you pick. You pick. I'm not judging. No judge zone. Voice isn't still where it needs to be. However, that's probably the only bad thing that's happening, the bad thing that's occurring, because everything else is just so magical. Everything else is up to snuff. Everything else is a-okay. New Year's resolution, guess what? A few more days, nailed it. About to start that mouth-breathing campaign back up. Yeah, let's get it. Let's do it. Yep. And more importantly, I didn't mention this, but you knew about this because we communicated this nonverbal. We already talked about this, and you were giving me recommendations, and I was taking those recommendations, and sometimes they were working and sometimes they were not working. And for the most part, they weren't working. However, things are fixed now. Things are back to being normal. Things are back to being the way they used to be before everything just went haywire, haywire, haywire.
Program, malfunction, malfunction.
And you know, all those other upgrades that I need to continuously do. That I need to do from now into forever. Well, as long as I want to continue to, I can't talk about that. But I have to update the software, hardware, and what have you. Definitely. Things are back to normal. And being able to pick out and being able to find the perfect bad movie. The perfect bad movie. Yes, there was a point where the bad movies that I was picking, or I was thinking they were bad, they weren't bad. They were just mediocre. They were just meh. And we know there's nothing like getting a meh or mediocre movie. You just feel as though you could have been doing something else. You just feel as though maybe something else more important could have been utilizing this time. Maybe, just maybe, you question your judgment. You question your thought process. You question everything, thinking to yourself as, how did I let this happen? How did I let this happen? Why didn't I eject? Why didn't I stop it midway through? Why didn't I stop it 5 minutes in? And when you question yourself only leads and take you down the rabbit hole. And this isn't someone else's rabbit hole. You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to go and do the rabbit hole thing today. When you actually choose to participate or choose to partake and choose to entertain someone else's rabbit hole, this isn't what this is. This is you going down your own rabbit hole. And the thing about going down your own rabbit hole, you never know when it ends. You never know when it ends and when another one begins. And so you're just constantly like, woo. That's falling. That's falling. And you don't know when it ends. You don't know when it stops. And you're just chasing. You're just chasing. You're just chasing. And that's what happens when you question your judgment on whether or not you should have continued or proceed on with this bad movie or not. And I'm just going to get some free advice. Free advice.
Free advice.
Don't question yourself. Just go with whatever you choose and leave it at that. Go with whatever you choose and leave it at that and just don't worry about it. Get you a button, make you a button, and then say, don't worry. And every time you feel like you're about to worry, just push that button. Don't worry. Don't worry. And beside the don't worry button, you might want to get you an I believe button too. Yes, definitely you're going to need a I believe button right next to the no worries or don't worry button. And before you attempt to, and before you feel as though you need to question your judgment on whether or not you should have proceeded forward, you should have proceeded on with this bad movie, I'm just gonna say don't do it and just press that no worries button. That's what you need to do. That's what you should do. Do that. Keep it moving. Don't go around rabbit hole. Do not go down your own rabbit hole because the consequences are danger, danger, danger. You don't want to do that. You want to just stay far, far, far away from going down your own rabbit hole, especially when it comes to bad movies. Just press the no worries button. And that is some free advice. Free advice. And the thing about going through this phase of going through this era where I couldn't figure out the bad movies that I like. You know, the bad movies, the bad movies, the fun bad movies, the bad acting movie, the horrible bad movies, the bad, I can continue to watch this movie, the bad, hey, it's entertaining movie. You know, the different versions of bad that just keeps you coming back. The different versions of bad that just makes you feel good. And remember, we want to feel good. Watching bad movies make you feel good. Feel good. Feel good. And I can say I can contribute. Well, I don't want to point the finger. And this is not pointing the finger. I'm just going to say it took a little while. It took a little while to get the hang of these bad movies again because people started changing the rating system. People started changing the rating system. And by changing the rating system, I had to recalibrate. Had to recalibrate what's good and what's bad. What's good and what's bad. Number system, hey, you know, number system is sort of self-explanatory. Number system is self-explanatory. It is what it is. One through whatever. One is usually going to be my comfort zone. 0.5 is going to be where it's at. Zero, if they give zeros, yeah, I'm speechless. No words. So when we get midway, mid numbers, it's like, this may be mediocre. This may be meh. Then we get to maxed out almost. It's like this. It's, a lot of people think this movie is pretty good. So I'm gonna stay away from that. I'm gonna stay away from the highly rated movies. I'm gonna stay away from them because that's not what I'm here for. I don't want that right now. I don't want that. Good movie, great movie, blockbusters, movies that must watch, must see. Nah. How about this? How about this? I haven't said this in a long time. And no, I'm not talking about you and I'm not talking or I'm not issuing one of these out. I'm just making reference to. How about this good movie? Blockbuster movie? Great movie? Must see? Must watch? How about this? Rain check. Rain check. Okay, now that's out of the way. Now that that's out of the way, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to keep going. Keep it moving and keep going. Because I just gave you a rain check. Sometime in the future, don't know when. Don't know when, but it's going to happen. Just not right now. Because I want to dance. I want to smile. I want to be happy. I want to say, ooh, I think I can act better than those people. I want to say, ooh, that movie looks like I can make it. Ooh, hey, plot? Nope, don't think so, because there's none. I want to do those things. And with these good movies and with these better movies or these must-see and must-watch and blockbusters and Academy Award winnings and what have you, I'm not going to get any of that. I might. But the likelihood of it is low. I'm just happy, though. I'm just ecstatic. I am grateful that I was able to readjust my system to match the new systems so I can get these bad movies that I heart and these bad movies that I love, because these mediocre and meh movies, it wasn't fun. It wasn't fun. It wasn't must-see. It wasn't not watchable. It was just, hey, I got stuck in a time warp. I just sat here and I had some thoughts, and those thoughts had some thoughts, and then those thoughts had some thoughts, and then those thoughts combined with some thoughts. And then next thing I knew, I looked up and the movie was over. Next thing I knew, I looked up and I was like, hey, what just happened? And next thing I knew, I looked up and there are the credits. Next thing I knew, I looked up and this movie have maybe 10 minutes left. Hey, what just happened? Don't know. Might have to read the summary again. Might have to read the summary again and then go to this website and read the synopsis and then go to YouTube and catch the ending. Bam, nailed it. And thank you for the advice. Thank you for the advice. And you know who gave it to me. You know who gave it to me. No judge zone. Anyway, I'm just happy that I was able to fix that, because watching these mediocre movies and going down a mediocre route or route and then being able to just navigate and not go down my own rabbit hole by questioning my own judgment of whether or not I should proceed on with this movie, whether or not I should proceed on, and then questioning it and just falling down a rabbit hole. And I imagine that's what Vegas is doing right now, falling down the That's falling. Rabbit hole, picking the Golden State Warriors as favorite over King LeBron James, Cleveland Cavaliers basketball team. I get it. I see. But hey, they're the defending champions. They are the defending champions with a lot to prove. They're the defending champions with arguably the best player in the world. They're the defending champions with the player that they keep comparing to Jordan. They're defending champions. And Kevin Love is playing like Kevin Love. Kyrie Irving is back. J.R. Smith, hey, he plays defense now. But Vegas, you know more than me. Vegas, you know more than anyone. Vegas, when it comes to this, you always win. You always win. You got the big bucks. You got the money. So you know something we don't know. We should question our own judgment. We should that's falling. Follow and chase down our own rabbit hole, because it just doesn't make sense. Golden State favorite over the Cleveland Cavaliers, NBA champions, and all Golden State did was add Kevin Durant. All Golden State did was add Kevin Durant, and they possibly lost a head coach in the process, and now they are favored. I get it. Oh, going down your own rabbit hole.